books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
You're about to discover an amazing new program which not only makes buying gold affordable, but offers an exciting way to look at gold from a whole new angle. Introducing Karat Bars International. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a gold veteran, Karat Bars International is attracting even the most discriminating buyers. What's causing all the excitement? The Karat Bar. About the size of a credit card, these beautifully designed cards contain a small denomination of pure 24-karat gold bullion framed inside. People love Karat Bars. They're affordable, a whole lot of fun to show off, and most importantly, Karat Bars are real currency in denomination sizes you can actually use. For example, can you imagine trying to pay for a bag of groceries with an ounce of gold? It's just not realistic. That's why Karat Bars makes perfect sense. A gram of gold is far more manageable. Ready for your Karat Bars? No problem. Simply create a free account and have them delivered. And while you're at it, you may also want to consider their exclusive gold savings plan. Easy to use and simple to understand, this revolutionary new feature was created to help you acquire more gold each month through small monthly purchases. However, it's important to realize that you're not actually purchasing gold. Rather, you are simply exchanging your paper money for a superior currency, something far more stable. Karat Bars are accepted and recognized as currency all over the world. This creates enormous potential for you. You see, whenever a Karat Bar is purchased, commissions are paid. For every custom card purchased, commissions are paid. Each and every month, when gold is purchased through their very popular gold savings plan, commissions are paid. These commissions flow not just to the person who directly referred them, but paid generously through multiple generations. They even offer company-wide bonus pools, allowing you to share in the profits of the entire company. And as the demand for carrot bars grows, so does your opportunity. So let me ask you this. How much money do you want to make? Whatever your goals are, our state-of-the-art marketing system was custom designed to help explode your carrot bar enterprise. The news about carrot bars is spreading fast, so the time to act is right now. Opening your account takes just a few moments. It's free, simple, and once it's created, you've literally got the world at your fingertips.
For more information about carrot bars and how to acquire carrot bars gold 1 gram at a time, look for the banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit from the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 1st, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour with Sean Haw. He is the Libertarian candidate for Senate here in North Carolina. And I've got two news stories that I've got to get in this hour. I've got Brian in the studio with me as well. And I wanted to get this in. This is coming in from RT.com. The Internal Revenue Service has begun seizing bank accounts belonging to small businesses and individuals who regularly made deposits of less than $10,000 but broke no laws. And the government is refusing to return all the money. The practice, called civil asset forfeiture, allows IRS agents to seize property they suspect of being tied to a crime, even if no charges are filed. And the agency is allowed to keep a share of whatever is forfeited. The New York Times reported it's designed to catch drug traffickers, racketeers, and terrorists by tracking cash deposits under $10,000, which is the threshold for when banks are federally required to report activity to the IRS under the Bank Secrecy Act. It is not illegal to deposit less than $10,000 in cash unless it is specifically done to avoid triggering the federal reporting requirements known as structuring. Thus, banks are required to report any suspicious transactions to authorities, including patterns of deposits below the threshold. Of course, these patterns are also exhibited by small businesses like bodegas and family restaurants whose cash on hand is only insured up to $10,000 and whose owners are wary of what would be lost in the case of a robbery or a fire, the Examiner noted. Carol Henders, a victim of civil asset forfeiture, owns a cash-only Mexican restaurant in Iowa. Last year, the IRS seized her checking account and nearly $33,000 in it, she told the Times. She did not know of the federal reporting requirements for suspicious transactions and that she thought she was doing everyone a favor by reducing their paperwork. My mom had told me, if you keep your deposits under $10,000, the bank avoids paperwork, she said. I didn't actually think it had anything to do with the IRS, and her bank wasn't allowed to tell her that her habits could be reported to the government if customers ask about structuring their deposits. Banks are allowed to give them a federal pamphlet. We're not allowed to tell them anything, said Jolynn Van Steenwijk, the fraud and security manager of Henders Bank, when interviewed by the Times. Last year, banks filed more than 700,000 suspicious activity reports, according to the Times. The median amount seized by the IRS was $34,000, and according to an analysis by the Institute for Justice, while legal costs can easily amount to $20,000 or more, meaning most of the account owners can't afford to fight the government to get their money back. Wow, isn't that interesting? They're going after people who are not criminals, David Smith, a former federal prosecutor who is now a forfeiture expert and lawyer in Virginia, told the Times, they're middle-class citizens who have never had any trouble with the law. Rick Unger wrote that the practice amounts to nothing short of grand larceny on the part of the Internal Revenue Service in an article for Forbes. The Civil Asset Forfeiture Reform Act of 2000 came about after a Supreme Court case in which the government argued that because structuring is not the kind of activity that an ordinary person would engage in innocently, it was therefore reasonable to hold a structurer responsible for evading the reporting requirements without the need to prove specific knowledge that such an evasion was unlawful. But the court rejected that argument, citing that lawful actions of small businesses to reduce the risk of an IRS audit. Congress, believing that the decision would make it harder to find and to prosecute money launderers and drug dealers, according to the Washington Post blog, the legislature then removed the word willfully and the previous law about civil asset forfeiture, leaving us with the mess that we have now. The Institute for Justice, a Washington-based public interest law firm that is seeking to reform civil forfeiture practices, analyzed structuring data from the IRS, which made 639 seizures in 2012, up from the 114 in 2005, the Times reported. Only one in five was prosecuted as a criminal structuring case. Now think about that. A full 80% of the bank accounts emptied by the IRS in 2012 involved completely innocent people and businesses, Unger wrote. But is that not a criminal? How is that not a criminal enterprise? So here, to sum this up before we come up to the break, if you've got a restaurant or a cash business and you regularly deposit $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, which would easily be normal today, the bank reports that to the federal government. The federal government says these are money laundering criminal terrorists. They come and seize your checking account. It costs you up to $20,000 or a minimum of $20,000 to fight it. Federal governments took your $34,000. So what does Mr. John Doe, American citizen, do? He takes it in the teeth. He gives over and loses his money. The most unsafe place you can have your money at today is where? The bank, in my opinion. That's my opinion. Because this story, now this story is not going to lead off CNN, obviously. Most of you are probably unaware of it. But this is going on in the country. And it is sad for, and you know, what does this also tell you? They want to move you away from cash. This makes businesses not want to take cash, makes them fearful for depositing the cash. And it's just another red flag in how big and out of control the federal government of the United States has gotten. It is the bully. And it reminds me of the stories, Brian, about Monsanto, a giant corporation picking on the little farmer. And the farmer, he has no way really to fight because of the money involved.
Exactly. And at the other side of that, look at all the offshore accounts in this country. Aren't looked at all, just totally ignored. The rich can do whatever they want, but the little guy, you better get in line.
Yeah, you better play by the rules is the...
Well, it's not even by the rules, really. It's just we're going to take your money, and you're not going to do anything about it.
And, you know, if you're riding down the road and you've got, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in a duffel bag... It's all legitimate. For whatever reason, the idea that just because you have cash on you makes you a criminal is really a scary thought, but that's actually where we're at today in America. How would you like to ride through one of the surrounding counties, have, you know, for whatever legitimate reason you've got, you own a big restaurant, you've got $12,580 in cash, and get pulled over, and if you're foolish enough to submit to a search, or you have to submit to a search because they get a suspended... chances are you're going to have some real problems before you get through that process. And that's sad, but that's where we're at today in America. And the little guy, the normal people, their hands are so tied because it costs so much to fight in court. You know, sometimes people, they call in and they say, we can win this thing through the courts. We can fight through the... And that is the most absurd notion that I have heard.
That's as absurd as saying we can vote them out.
That, exactly. We're going to be coming up on a break. Now, when we come back after the break, even though we discussed it a little bit last hour, I want to read the story from the AP. The Mexican judge ordered the immediate release of a jailed U.S. Marine veteran who spent 8 months behind bars for crossing the border with loaded guns. I didn't get into the entire story. There's a lot of specifics there that I want to share with everyone, because here's another story that the mainstream media has completely ignored. If you're thinking you're going to get news and information from the mainstream media, it's not going to happen. You've got to listen to alternative sources of media like Republic Broadcasting, .org broadcast like this. And also at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Sean Hall, Libertarian candidate for North Carolina Senate. Next Saturday, we're going to have Dan Owens with Restore the Republic. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 3657.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron and Brian in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. And I wanted to share this entire story. We briefly talked about it last hour. This is coming in from the AP. A Mexican judge ordered the immediate release of a jailed U.S. Marine veteran who spent 8 months behind bars for crossing the border with loaded guns. The judge on Friday called for retired Marine Sergeant Andrew Tamoresi to be freed because of his mental state and did not make a determination on the illegal arms charges against the Afghanistan veteran diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, according to Mexican officials who had knowledge of the ruling but was not authorized to give his name. Tamorasi has said he took a wrong turn on a California freeway that funneled him into a Tijuana port of entry with no way to turn back. His detention brought calls for his freedom from U.S. politicians, veteran groups, and social media campaigns. It is an overwhelming and humbling feeling of relief that we confirm that Andrew was released today after spending 214 days in a Mexican jail, the family said in a statement. U.S. Republican and Democrat politicians had held talks with Mexican authorities to urge his release. A U.S. congressional committee also held a public hearing to pressure Mexico to free him. A bunch of useless lip service. They should have demanded his release immediately, or else we'll come and get him. U.S. Representative Ed Royce, Republican from California, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said he was elated by the news and that his PTSD will be treated by specialists in the United States. He had met with Tamorasi in jail and talked to Mexico's Caram about the case. As I said, after visiting Andrew in the Mexican jail, he needs to come home to the United States to be with his mother, Jill, and the support network of friends I know to be standing by to help him. He's a hero who served his country bravely on the battlefields of Afghanistan, which is why so many Americans have been focused on getting him home, Royce said. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who grew up in Mexico and has negotiated on a range of international issues, said he met with Tamorasi in jail in the border city of Tecate, and he had talked to Mexican officials to urge them to release him on humanitarian grounds. I respect Mexico's judicial process, and I am pleased that Andrew was released today and will return home to his family, Richardson said in a statement. U.S. Representative Debbie Schultz, Democrat from Florida, also applauded his release. As a mother, my heart is still with Jill tonight, and I can only imagine the many emotions she must be experiencing, namely the relief in knowing her son is coming home and that they will soon be reunited without prison bars. Now, isn't this interesting? The politicians will get around and grandstand when he's finally released, which they done absolutely nothing, in my opinion, to help speed up his release. Mexican authorities, however, have made it clear that they would not be influenced by politics and that the matter was in the hands of the courts. In Mexico, possession of a weapon restricted for use by the army is a federal crime, and the country has been tightening up its border checks to stop the flow of U.S. weapons that have been used by the drug cartels. His attorney, Fernando Benitez, had pushed for the 26-year-old Florida man to be released because Mexico has no experience in treating combat-related PTSDs, even in its own soldiers. Still, Mexican prosecutors maintained that he broke the law. He was carrying in his truck a rifle, a shotgun, a pistol, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition after being jailed in Tijuana. His mother said he tried to kill himself by cutting his neck with a shard from a light bulb in his cell because the guards and the inmates had threatened to rape, torture, and kill him, and he feared he would be in danger. Tamorasi did not admit wrongdoing, and he still maintains his innocence, his mother said. His mother, Jill Tamorasi, has said her son's time in Mexico's jails had been worse than his two tours in Afghanistan. So, you know, I find this fascinating, Brian, that while our elected officials in Washington, D.C. have spent the last several months allowing our borders to be wide open, discussing the absurdity and the ridiculousness of amnesty, and while no one actually doing anything that amounted to anything to free an American citizen, American veteran, held in a Mexican jail. It's a national disgrace. It's a travesty. This should be what leads off the evening news. All the veterans in this country should be completely outraged of this action, and yet nary a peep from mainstream media covering this as usual. Your thoughts, Brian?
Well, one thing that comes to mind is, I mean, look at the Mexican gang violence. And that goes on just, I mean, every single day there's some story about Mexican gang violence. But where is all the law enforcement focused at? Well, this American that had a few weapons and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, it also goes back to the troops always abandoned by our government, and there's just, it just never stops.
You know, anytime we discuss these issues, the ones that always are the losers, veterans, every single time. I mean, if the federal government can treat any group badly, they will always pick on the veterans. And here a situation where, you know, we've discussed Fast and Furious at length on this broadcast, where the federal government was actually sending arms into Mexico. You know, the Mexican drug cartels cut off people's heads. We're worried a lot about that over in Syria and other areas. We seem to not care much about what happens below our southern border. And, you know, there's people that call into this broadcast, especially months ago. They said amnesty would never happen. It's the very same people that said Obamacare would never pass. I know there are Republicans running for the Senate that are saying that if they can take a majority of the Senate, they will stop this amnesty. It's the very same thought process that they were going to stop Obamacare. It is part of the agenda. They can pay it the useless lip service while they're campaigning and then just hide and watch and see what happens once they take office. It's actually quite sickening to watch the process unfold. And this is just another red flag. You know, when you're trying to look at the news and you're trying to figure out what's actually going on, this story right here is just another red flag of how much the federal government of the United States of America cares not for its own veterans, how willing they are to let American citizens be incarcerated in dungeons in other countries and not do anything about it. And his story sounds, even if he crossed into Mexico for whatever reason, as much as we do for Mexico, you would think the federal government of the United States would tell Mexico straight up, hey, release him, send him back, and do it now. But no, we've got a spineless leader in Washington, D.C., and I'm here to tell you, everybody, just sit down, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready, because after next week's selections, we're going to see what unfolds in the last 2 years of the Obama administration. I think he has been appointed the closure to stick the death knell in the economy of the United States, and I think we will see a lot of action coming out of the Obama administration that is all to the detriment of we the people, and especially middle class America, that are fighting for jobs to pay the increasing food bills and tax bills that everyone's burdened from under this administration and the past too. And I'll tell you something else. I'll get your opinion. We're coming up on a break, but 2006, everyone was sick of the Bush administration. They were sick of the wars. They were sick of the situation the economy was in. So they swept out the Republicans and they put in the Democrats. Fast forward 2014, right now, it's the exact same scenario. We're 2 years away from the presidential election. Everyone's sick of the Obama administration, the policies of Obama. They're going to sweep out the Democrats, put in Republicans, and as we play this, like watching a professional Chinese ping pong match, we play this same situation over and over again, and it's like I said in the first hour, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, and that's exactly what the voters in this country exhibit.
And we'll get into some of that with Sean Hall here in a few minutes.
We're coming up on that break. You're listening to the Alternative Media, Fair and Brian, the studio. Coming up, Libertarian candidate for Senate, North Carolina. Stay with us.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thirty-five percent of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 3657.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron and Brian in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia at yahoo.com. We're going to be joined by Sean Hall, Libertarian candidate for Senate in North Carolina. Do we have him yet? Do we have Sean on the line? Okay, we'll wait for word to get Sean. Hey, Sean, how you doing today?
Good, thanks. Hope you are.
Doing good. Glad to have you on the line today. To begin, tell us just a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Well, I live in Durham. I was born in Tucson and grew up in Tulsa. And I've been active in politics for a long time, pretty much all my life. I've been professional in politics from 2000 to 2010, and then I kind of retired from it in disgust. And then I found out that in 2010... Being a little bit north of 50 and trying to change careers, well, that was about the worst time in American history to choose to do that. So for the last 2 years, I've been kicking around in odd jobs, and a little over a year ago, I ended up in pizza delivery, and it turns out I really enjoy it. I'm really having quite a lot of fun with it. It's simple, honest work, which is the exact opposite of politics. It's one of the reasons why I like it. But the election rolled around here, and our filing started, and I realized that there really wasn't any libertarians stepping up, and I knew we needed to have a strong libertarian candidate in the Senate race in particular. So I decided right in the middle of filing to go ahead and file, and it was really just as an act of conscience. You know, I personally wanted to walk into the voting booth in November and vote for something other than more war and more debt. And it got to a point where I realized that if I wanted to have that opportunity, I was going to have to be that name myself. So that's how I got drawn into this U.S. Senate race.
Well, good morning, Mr. Haw. This is Brian.
Good morning. I hope you'll forgive me. I'm still working on my morning coffee.
Well, I wanted to get some of your perspective on the overall left-right paradigm here in the United States. And, of course, I mean, it's very apparent in the race you're involved in as well. I mean, just the enormous amounts of money just going into both the Democrats, Republicans, and basically the same players on both sides everywhere. It's just a complete lockup by the elite that own this country.
Well, I mean, but I think that the political paradigm is changing, and I think that the two of them are actually very close to each other, and that this activity of all the, like, how you end up spending over $100 million for a job that only pays $174,000 a year, you know, I think that especially with libertarian ideas becoming so much more prominent, that the real political spectrum now is between freedom and control. So I'm able to go anywhere at all, all across the political spectrum, any kind of group, any kind of media platform at all, and give the exact same message. You stop all war and stop spending more money than we have. And I get the same positive response pretty much wherever I go, all across the board. And you see a lot of issues now where it may seem odd that you've got some, like, Tea Party patriot types and progressives on the same side, like NSA spying or really all kinds of issues. And that's because the, you know, that paradigm is changing. It's now freedom versus control. And so you see a lot of people who might seem different from each other working together because they all realize that their freedom is at stake and they don't want some self-appointed master coming into their lives and telling them how to run their lives for the benefit of the state or the corporation or whatever. Meanwhile, the Democrats and Republicans really are for the same, having the same kind of total power, to have the federal government rule over absolutely every aspect of our daily lives.
What's your thoughts? Go ahead.
So they really just disagree on how to use that power. That's all.
What's your thoughts on the, you know, it's so difficult for a third party to establish it. So whether it be the Libertarian Party or the Constitution Party, we've seen it over the years. And why the American people are so complacent and accepting to keep playing this game over and over. We were discussing last hour, if you think back in 2006, the Republicans were in, George W. Bush was in, the elections came about, everyone was sick of the Republicans and the wars and the debt, so they swept out the Republicans and they put in the Democrats. Now it's the same situation. We fast forward to 2014, it's the exact same situation. Everyone's sick of the Obama administration, but we play, it's like watching a game of ping pong, and the American people don't demand the right for a legitimate, you know, I think freedom would be eight parties running, and we discussed
the fact,
too, get your thought, when we go to Iraq and we push democracy and we hold votes, we'll let 16 or 20 people run for office. Your thoughts?
Well, exactly. I think that it's very important that people have an opportunity to vote for what they believe in. I think the more candidates you have on the ballot, the more likely that it's going to be. And that would be incredibly healthy for our system of government, our whole political system, excuse me. You know, it's taken us, the Libertarian Party, many, many years to get to the point where we are now. We had, North Carolina is one of the hardest states in the country to get on the ballot. You have to get petitions and, you know, a greater number of petition signatures per capita. Anybody else. So they put up all these kinds of barriers for us to be able to get on the ballot and then stay on the ballot once we've gotten on. But fortunately, after a handful of petition drives, and then, you know, we finally built ourselves up to the point where we were able to run candidates for governor to get up high enough so that we could stay on the ballot and not have to petition again. So I feel really fortunate. You know, I personally feel like I'm standing on the shoulders of thousands of people who've been working really hard for years and years to get us to the point where I could just, in February, when I made that decision that I was talking about, well, I could just go down to the office of the State Board of Elections in Raleigh, put down $1,740 in file, and be sitting here talking to you now. And so I just feel like I'm, like I said, I'm standing on the shoulders of a whole lot of people, and we keep just trying, you know, the only strategy we can take is the long-term one. Just keep building it up more and more every election. And I'm really hoping that my efforts here are so successful that more people can come after me and stand on my shoulders and take it even higher in 2016. But I really do see that whole paradigm changing where a whole lot more people now are willing to vote for something different instead of just picking, you know, the candidate that terrifies them least. They're getting tired of making that choice because they see the results.
We're going to be coming up on a break here in about 3 minutes. What's it been like for you to get in the debates with Hagan and Tillis? Do they try to keep you out of the public debates?
Oh, yeah. I was only able to make it into one, the one on October 9th in Wilmington, and that's because the League of Women Voters was sponsoring it. It's kind of hard to say no to the League of Women Voters. But the for the other debates, you know, I don't blame debate organizers. So I get buzzed now. This is all candidate-driven, and you saw in the one debate that I was in, I cleaned the clock because I actually have principles. I knew what I was talking about. I answered the questions. I listened instead of just going off on these scripted attacks against each other. And so you would see why they might not want to face a libertarian debate. But, you know, so it's really candidate-driven. Candidates tell the debate organizers they don't want the third-party candidate, the independent candidate involved in it. But, you know, the last one, where Kay Hagan decided not to show up, Time Warner Cable at least was kind enough to give me 5 or 6 minutes after that event to state my own case. And they, you know, they really didn't have to do that. So, again, we're making inroads in that way, too.
You know, I've heard throughout the years, like in 2008, Chuck Baldwin was running on the Constitution Party.
Yeah.
They couldn't get the ballot here in North Carolina. Like you said, it's one of the most difficult. And everyone always says, well, if you vote for the third party, you're just throwing your vote away. And I get tired of that argument because until the people support a third party, you're going to stay locked in this left-right paradigm with the two-party, one-party
exactly right.
system.
That's exactly right. You know, I tell people, you're not going to get liberty until you start voting for it. It'll never happen. But like I said, more and more people are starting to make that choice, and as more people do every election, more people in the next one will follow them and feel safer doing it. And like I said, you look at the results, people are generally pretty smart. They can judge by results, and they see that doing that same thing over and over again is really not helping them, and more of them wake up to it as we, you know, go the each election, and things keep getting worse with both Democrats and Republicans running the show.
You know, it brings to mind, and we discussed this a little bit last hour, Sean, one of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. And that's exactly what this two-party, one-party system continuing just to play musical chairs with the Republicrats and the Democrats. And then you see the results, and with the presidential elections, they just continue the same failed policies of the last administration. We're coming up on a break. Hold on for me for 3 minutes. We'll be back. You're listening to the Alternative Media with
First Brandon. Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case, and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron and Brian in the studio, joined by Sean Haw, Libertarian candidate for Senate. And, Mr. Haw, I wanted to give you this opportunity to give out any contact information. I wanted to make sure we got that in this segment. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you can find my website at seanhaugh.com. That's S-E-A-N-H-A-U-G-H. I also have 34 videos up on YouTube. Cover all different kinds of topics. I've been doing most of my campaigning on social media. You can reach me also on Twitter at Emperor Sean or on Facebook at Haw for Senate.
Mr. Haw, I'd like to go into two major issues of your campaign, the war on drugs and war in general. I mean, the war on drugs, obviously, just a complete total failure and a proponent of the police state here in the United States, and of course just endless warfare against this boogeyman who was created in a cave in Afghanistan. They both, the Democrats and Republicans, just endlessly perpetrate. Go ahead, sir.
Well, exactly. As we were talking about before the break, you know, it kind of amazes me that there are people out there who somehow think the administration of Barack Obama is much at all different from the prior administration of George W. Bush. And you see that both in war and how they've conducted these wars in the Middle East. And also, you know, the very first thing, this is the part that really amazed me, the very first thing Barack Obama did was to take trillions of our dollars and loot it out of the economy and give it to big business and financial interests. And you could tell that they are really in sync with each other because President Bush started the ball rolling in December before President Obama even took office. And he said, well, I spoke with President-elect Obama and he wanted to do this. And I agree. I think it's a great idea. So let's just go ahead and get started now in just handing out, like I said, trillions and trillions of our wealth to these corporate special interests that back them. So I think more and more people are seeing that. I'm getting a lot of support from people out on the left who thought that they were going to get something different with Barack Obama and are very disappointed. You see that it's just the same old corporatist junk. So, you know, it's like I said, all across the political spectrum, there are people who realize that they're not being served by these establishment candidates that are being foisted on them in their own party. So I'm really gratified to see how much support I'm receiving in this campaign. I'm mostly just feeling a whole lot or hearing a whole lot of really positive feedback. People who are just so grateful when they find out, oh, I've got a third choice. They say, so let me come check it out. And then they come listen to me and they hear me talking about stop all war and stop spending more money than we have, and even those other issues like, you know, legalization of marijuana or you know, deleting the NSA, stopping NSA spying. They watch my videos and they realize that I'm making a whole lot of sense and really appreciate it, you know, that these libertarian ideas that I'm talking about, these videos have now become mainstream. People, you know, we're not on the outside, you know, from some extreme angle, public policy debate. We're right in the middle of it now because it's what people want. So I think it's really, I was listening to those commercials as we were in break, and there was one of them that just got me thinking about one of my favorite topics, which is, I think my campaign proves that there's a real hunger out there in the electorate for regular working people, you know, just citizen candidates getting up and running, people who are, as like Shirley Chisholm said, you know, unbought and unbossed, people who are just normal people like you and me getting up and running for office. Absolutely. People really find that refreshing and want to see it. So I encourage everybody to do it. I want to see all different kinds of people. You don't have to agree with me or not. You know, just get out there and run for office. It's a great bullhorn to be able to spread your views and move public policy debate into the direction of what matters to real, regular working people and not just the political class underneath that little dumb in Washington, D.C.
Let me ask you this. I wanted to get your opinion on this. You know, the federal government of the United States via our military seems to be experts at securing borders of other countries, but we won't secure our own southern border. And, of course, it looks like right after the elections next week, Obama is going to pass amnesty through executive orders, and of course they're exactly trying to float the idea that we don't have enough workers or we're underpopulated in this country. What an absurdity. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, you have to look at, see, okay, one way that I approach every single issue, every single one, is that this is a blessing and a curse for me. I have never ever been able to emotionally detach myself from the people who are involved. All of these issues, they're not abstract concepts at all. They all affect people. And people are simply generally trying to make rational decisions for themselves about how to improve their own lives. So let's look at, why are all these people coming here? from these countries to the south of us, and it's because of our war. It's because of the war on drugs and because of our interference in the affairs of other countries. Our war on drugs has turned Mexico into a cesspool of violence and chaos, where these drug cartels that wouldn't exist if drugs were legal, there'd be no reason for them to exist whatsoever except for our war on drugs. And, you know, they're just incredibly ruthless and causing all kinds of mayhem. And you know, you look at Honduras, a place where lots of recent immigrants are coming from. You know, you wonder why you see all these Honduran restaurants starting to pop up around town. And it's the same thing. They elected some guy, some socialist or something that we didn't like a few years back, and so we got rid of him. And we're interfering in the affairs of Honduras to the point where it's descended into chaos too. And it's now the murder capital of the world. So I think the main reason why people want to move here is simply because they're less likely to get shot. You know, that they're able to come here and live in peace, relatively, and be able to provide something for themselves and their families. So if we stopped our war with and our warlike behavior with all of our neighbors, then we would be able to put those countries back on the path of peace and prosperity, and conditions would rise in their home countries to the point where, you know, people would rather stay home. That's just the general truth wherever you go. People are attached to where they're from. So if we make it possible for people to live in peace and maybe have a chance to create something for themselves and their families at home, most people would want to stay there, and a lot of people who have already come here would want to return.
We've got about 2 minutes left. I wanted to give you an opportunity. Anything else that you would like to add? And I want to thank you for joining us today on the Alternative Media.
Well, thank you. I think I just want to expand on what we were just talking about. I just feel so grateful that there are so many people out there who have expressed so much support and enthusiasm for my campaign. This is the sixth time I run for office. I ran for this office in 2002, and the world has completely changed in the last 12 years in a really good way, where people are a lot more receptive to libertarian message and any kind of alternative message. And I found that if you're not a Democrat or a Republican, it doesn't matter who you are. We have more in common with each other than we do with either of them. You know, you look at the platform, as a libertarian, I look at the platform, I'll pick out the one that I think is going to be most wildly different from ours, the Socialist Workers' Party. And I start reading that, and I think, well, I agree with that, and I agree with that, and I agree with that, too. You know, anti-war, anti-corporatism, free to live your life, as you see fit. You know, 4 out of 7 of their main points, we agree.
We're out of time, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. Next week. And we're coming up on the top of the hour break. You're listening to the Alternative Media, Farron & Bryan Studios. Stay with us. Back in moments.